With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Kansas Republican Congressman Ron Estes says that the deadly plane crash near Ronald Reagan National Airport on Wednesday night will be a tragedy that touches our community. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Estes represents Kansas' 4th Congressional District, which includes Wichita, where the flight to Washington was coming from. Estes said during a press conference, quote, "I know this is going to be a tragedy that touches our community. It's going to have consequences for years to come." Other Kansas officials have weighed in on the crash, including both U.S. senators for the state and the governor. President Trump has said that the crash, quote, "should have been prevented." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The crash involved an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter. All 67 that were aboard the jet and helicopter are believed dead. The recovery continues in the Potomac River. The NTSB says the flight data recorders have not yet been recovered. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate is expected to use a late-night vote tonight to confirm former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
As Interior Secretary, Burgum is expected to ease restrictions on domestic energy production. He told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee earlier this month he sees energy as critical to his two top priorities, national security and the economy. Enough Democrats supported Burgum's nomination to make a final confirmation vote a mere formality. Bob Agnew reporting.
Some of the confirmation hearings today, FBI Director nominee Kash Patel and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard appearing before Senate panels. 6 family members killed in a house fire in upstate New York. The fast-moving fire happened around 10 p.m. local time on Monday at a single-family home in Messina, a town near the St. Lawrence River and the northern border with Canada. Fire officials say the blaze was fueled by strong winds. This is SRN News. Abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on gender-affirming medical care for kids is underway in Bismarck. 3 families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 the law violates that state's constitution. North Dakota is one of more than 24 states that banned sex change operations and the use of puberty-blocking drugs on children. This is SRN News. A third round of exchanges between Israel and Hamas has taken place.
Hamas-led militants have freed the first of 8 hostages in the latest release since a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip took hold earlier this month. Israel was expected to release another 110 Palestinians from Israeli prison. Thursday's exchange would be the third since the start of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip that has held for a week and a half. Hamas handed female Israeli soldier Agam Berger to the Red Cross. The Israeli government later confirms that Berger was with its forces. I'm Karen Shamas.
An aircraft developed by Boom Supersonic has become the first independently funded jet to break the sound barrier. The XB-1 aircraft accelerated to Mach 1.05 in the Mojave Desert. Boom, based in Denver, plans to use the technology to build aircraft that would carry passengers faster than the speed of sound. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.